切れねえ燃えとに誰も雨しばり Take it allTake
it allYeah Take it allYeah Take it allYeah Take it allYeah
C'était promis depuis jamais. Je t'ai donné mon cœur, c'est tout ce que j'avais. J'ai besoin de toi maintenant. Juste toi, santé.
Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. T I on T I T R. Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What
now?
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo. I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hi.
Whoa. Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's me, your buddy.
That's me.
You're listening to you not being my co-host here, but the people listening, not the people speaking, are listening.
What was the title?
No. The name of the show is Radio Pizza Party, which you are listening to. You are listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live, as in simultaneous to your existence right now.
Yep.
From University of British Columbia, which is on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
Yep. That's where we are. Hey.
Yes.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked, because my name's Tristan.
Oh, would you not have been happy if your name was Dwayne?
Oh, it would have been okay. That's my dad's name.
Okay.
But if you wouldn't have asked, I would have been unhappy.
Why? Do you want me to know your name?
Yeah, I would. I think it's general courtesy on a radio show to ask people's names. Because
do you want to call me by your name? Should we do that this hour?
This hour?
Yeah. And a half?
And a half?
And change?
An hour and change?
Yeah.
I'll call you by your name if you call me by mine.
Okay. Hey, Tristan.
Hey, Jack. My co-host here is Jack, of course.
Cool.
Kill.
What are we doing this show? Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hi.
So our show is, of course, like I said, Radio Pizza Party, which is always what we say at the beginning of the show.
Yep.
Okay. He's yelling.
Yes, it is.
And we're kind of like a little bit of a show, you know?
I'd say we're a little bit Andy Kaufman-ish.
I think we take a lot of inspiration from certain people.
It's a bit abstract, I'd say.
A little surreal.
Yeah.
But it's a kind of a talk show. Me and Jack will sometimes talk, sometimes we'll not, and those are bad episodes. When we just sit here and not talk, Jack is looking at me but not speaking. I'm worried that it might be one of those shows. Jack, can you turn the mics off for a second? I just want to say something.
Yeah.
Jack, I know what happened, but you just gotta like power through the show.
Dude, I'm really tired of talking. I've been talking all day.
I know.
Working an office job, man. I'm talking all day.
I know, but this is the one time a week where you have to talk.
All right, I guess.
So just maybe take another hour and a half somewhere else and not talk for that.
I guess
amount
I can
of time.
Do that while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, cool.
All right,
man. Hey.
I'm glad that you're speaking again, Jack.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Hey, you know what, Jack? I enjoy when you're speaking too.
Thanks. I have a nice voice.
Pushing it. We sometimes have a topic that we've picked to discuss.
Hey, first, let's not rush into it.
Hey,
we have some news to discuss.
As every week, we start off with some news
it's
to discuss.
It's a big week. It's a big week. Let's hear the news.
Oh, yeah. I'm big into this.
Hey, so news. This is how news works.
News works.
The FIFA World Cup began in Russia this week, but does anybody on this continent care?
Ooh, good question.
Tristan, I think you asked somebody on the street that. Should we hear that audio?
Yeah, sure.
Let's cut to that. Cutting to...
Sir, there's the FIFA. Sorry, I had to run to catch up to you. You were fast.
Yeah, I was.
Do you care about the FIFA World Cup?
Yeah, man, I'm late to a match. I gotta go.
Whoa, it's Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's me. Wow, Tristan, how'd you get that interview?
Well, I saw him on the street and I chased him. And he was fast. Like, he is a professional soccer player. Like, yeah. He's got some cardio.
He's friends with me on Fitbit. And I tell you what, I can never keep up.
No, on Strava, he's always out-miling
you. It's too much. It's him and this one friend, Carmen, I have. They're just always way ahead of me on Fitbit.
Carmen?
Yeah.
Ah. You're going to beat Carmen one day.
I'm going to beat her. And I think I know what I'm going to say when I beat her.
Yeah.
I have an inkling. All right. Research suggests that Facebook may have stolen the personal info wallets of 600 million people. Might want to check your pockets there, Tristan.
Why don't you check your pockets? Why don't we check our pockets at the same time?
Three, two one. Mine's here.
Mine is your wallet. That's weird. It's like a clone of your wallet. See it?
Check the ID.
It's a picture of me, but it says Jack Andrew Lamming?
Yeah. Now go to your bank account and check how much debt you have.
I'm going to look in my... I always keep a slip of my debt in my wallet.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I paid it all.
Yeah, I did not... I am not okay with that.
You're not okay with me paying your debt?
No,
Why not?
That's kind of like a, you know, a slimy way out of your commitments, you know?
It was only like $20. You're pretty good financially.
Still. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to tell my dad.
You're not tell your dad your financials are no longer bad.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you're one of those people who use Facebook, your information probably got stolen, and then maybe your wallet. So definitely.
Yeah, keep an eye out, man.
Keep an eye. Hey, man or person.
Hey, human being.
Hey, human beings listening, or dogs, cats, animals. I'm sure this radio wave.
Lions, tigers,
and bears.
Oh my! Classic joke.
If you're listening to this. Check your wallets.
Check them.
Check them. Check them if you got them.
Tell them. I need a coffee.
Yeet. Yeet.
Yeet.
Yeet. That's what I think people say.
Yeah.
What's the next piece of news?
The next piece is Nigeria has the best-selling World Cup jersey, but that fact is mitigated by the fact that 185 million people live in that country.
So do you think they all bought a jersey?
I think so, yeah.
But then I'm sure there's countries that are more populous.
In the World Cup.
Like Italy?
No, there's not 185 million people in Italy. Germany could. Brazil.
Let's check it.
Okay, here's the thing. Brazil's World Cup jerseys are always the same.
Are they actually?
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
But Nigeria's one looks cool, man.
Does it look cool?
Looks very cool. Google it. Actually, no, this is the radio. That'd be really boring.
Yeah.
There are... 209 million people.
So, Brazil, what
catch
are you doing?
Up.
Catch up, dudes.
Feed Mikey Nike. Feed old Mike Nike some more money.
The CEO, yeah. Mike Nike.
Yeah.
Michael Nikel.
Yeah. Do you know why it's called Nike? It used to be Nike, and then he saw the conditions in their factories, and he was like,
Oh, no.
Yeah. he was walking in.
He was so happy. He's like, profits!
Yeah, he was walking in, and he introduced himself to the shop foreman, and he goes, hey, my name's Mike Nike, and he sort of turns and looks and goes,
yeah, he doesn't look.
And then it went from there.
Wow.
A guy was like, hey, that sounds way better.
Yeah, that's some smart marketing geniuses.
Yeah, should we close out the news segment?
Why don't we close out the old news segment?
I've been thinking.
That's good for you.
We should start playing our theme songs in reverse when we finish the segment.
That's a great idea. Yeah, Do you have that capability?
I'm going to find out if...
Do you just have reverse technology on your computer? Because I feel like this is something you could have done.
This is something I could have done a while ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I've got it. I think I've done it. Tristan, talk.
Hey, so that was the section where we talk about the news and we gave our little thoughts, our little ideas, our tiny little brains did some working and we came to some conclusions on the many things of the world. Some of which were maybe born out of ignorance, but how else are you supposed to learn anything if you don't start from a place of ignorance and be willing to accept that and be willing to admit that to someone who can then impart a piece of knowledge upon you. Yes.
I have to download this video.
Okay, what do you know?
I've got it. Here we are.
Listen. It's better be worth it.
Oh, great. It didn't download with audio. Never mind.
Oh, my God. I can't tell if this is the backwards one or not. Jack, this is such a horrible idea. Why would you just do that impromptu? I
thought it would be funny.
Yeah, well, I can see the people laughing. I can hear them from here.
Jack, we love you.
Whoa, that was scary.
That was so funny.
So, Jack, what is our topic?
Our topic of the day.
Our topic
we
got to
pick
day.
One, and I think we have a regular a regular theme song for that.
Tristan, hey, Jack, let's pick a topic.
I've told you the beef I have with this song, right?
You did say, where's the beef, but
that's about A&W.
Oh.
So my beef, if I can call it that, is my iTunes always opens to one folder and it's all the Radio Pizza Party files. And this is there's not many that have, it's sorted by date. And this was the first one I received. So whenever I hit play after closing Spotify, because I think Spotify's on, it opens iTunes and plays this. So I have heard that about 60 million times. And Nick, I love you. I'd consider you a friend, even though we haven't met. But never do that again.
Okay. Well, we
fix iTunes.
We're airing the laundry, which needs to be cleaned one day or the other, right? So, Jack, I did bring a hat today, as you can
Ooh.
See.
Ooh. And I'm wondering, give it over.
If you wanna maybe pick a little number out of this hat, and you can see.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
May I put my hand in it?
Absolutely. Jack. There's only one piece of paper.
And I think I got one. Can I unfold it?
Of course. Whoa, did something just fall off you?
Yeah, that was one of my fingernails.
Oh.
The topic of the day is candy.
Candy?
How did you know that?
Because I saw I could read your lips really fast.
Faster than I can say them?
Yeah.
What am I about to say?
Adjective.
It was an adjective, but it wasn't the word adjective.
Weird. Okay, I guess it's only works for words like candy.
Yeah. Only works for words about sweet things.
Well, Jack, but before we get to the candy topic,
yeah,
because it is pressing.
I've got a lot to say about candy.
I've got a lot to say about it.
And not a lot of time. No. We only have an hour and a half.
Yeah, so we need to just, you know.
Brevity.
Brevity is the soul of wit.
It's the soul of my shoes. I'm not going to run to go on.
You got them made out of brevity? I don't know that brand.
It's offshoot of Nike.
Yeah. Is it that boring that you had to yawn that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Do you know how much fun subsidiaries are?
That's true.
Not very.
Fun with subsidiaries.
It's subsidy scary how boring they are.
Yeah. So what I was trying to say is, Jack, I'm sure you and people listening have heard about a little piece of legislation.
A little piece of legislation.
That has hit the airwaves and has hit the parliaments of this country, i.e. the one. And that is a bill. Bill, would that be the right word?
Bill?
Bill? Bill?
A bill?
A bill on legalization of a little plant called marijuana.
Whoa.
Or cannabis.
A cannabis.
I think cannabis,
yes.
Is
cannabis.
The cannabis. And that got me thinking.
Yeah.
That gave me, so remember in the 70s where, in the 80s and all that, everyone was like, you know, it was like a big, like, you know, drug time.
Yeah.
You know, you see movies, everyone's doing drugs, people are smoking things.
Yeah.
You know, just getting a little wild.
Yeah.
With that. I was thinking, what if I take a look at that time and see how successful certain people were and try to emulate that? And yeah. I'm not saying doing any sort of criminal enterprise.
So you're not thinking like Columbia in the 80s.
No,
you're
no,
not
no.
going to be like
I'm thinking a certain two duo, a certain comedic duo from the 70s and 80s called Cheech and Chong, I'm sure you guys have heard of.
Yes.
Cheech and Chong.
Yes.
Cheech and Chong.
Is it? Are you doing one word or two here?
Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong? So is it spelled?
It's Cheech and Chong.
So spell that for me, please.
C-H-E-E-C-H.
Yeah.
U-N-D. Cheech and.
Cheech and.
Chong. C-H-O-N-G.
Okay, it's like Hall & Oates.
Yeah, Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that kind of brand of sort of, I guess you would say, drug comedy.
Yeah.
Was a big thing then. Those movies, like Up in Smoke, all those movies, there's like how many? I swear there's about eight.
Mac and Devin Go to High School.
I don't know what that means.
That was Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, so all these sorts of movies are successful. And I'm thinking, how can I jumpstart my career in the comedic pursuits?
How can I kickstart my heart?
And at first I thought, let's put on some Motley Crue. But then I thought, why don't I become the stoner drug comedian?
Okay.
Of this
era. Do you want me to join? And like, should it be a duo?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we'll see how this goes. But, yeah.
So, yes, you do want me to join.
No.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, hey, a certain guy might walk by at some point, come into the studio, and I might leave for a bit.
Whoa.
And let's just say his name's Blotto Bill.
Should we do a really clumsy, quick little break, and then maybe I can meet this guy?
Maybe. Maybe he'll come out to play he'll come out and see what happens.
So he's 8 years old? Does he live on a
playground? He likes to think he is. I mean, with all that up in his brain, he's probably got the intelligence.
Woo. Woo, 1 second. Let me just pull up my music. I know what songs we're playing, but I haven't got them on my thing.
You got to grab them off the shelf.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to doing that, and I have some. I'm hoping to do a comedy record with him. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to say if he is me or not, but I mean, I'm going to let the listener figure that one out.
Speaking of comedy records,
yes,
I've got a funny song that I'd like to play.
What?
It's a new release by a couple of boys I know. It's called Pass That Doobie. Speaking of smoking doobies, this is one that's about passing.
Wait, what's that?
We'll get into that later.
Your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 20th to 24th, 2018. Discover over 250 bands, comedy acts, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Deerhoof, innovative indie rock act Dirty Projectors, electronic innovators Mount Kimby, versatile folk pop duo Way Oak, futuristic hip-hop titans Shabazz Palaces, outsider pop auteur John Mouse, and many more yet to be announced. Visit SledIsland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass.
The iconic Rickshaw Theatre celebrates its 9 years as a music venue in the heart of Vancouver's downtown east side. The once movie theatre turned live music venue has hosted a number of legendary acts over the years, including The Sonics, Gary Numan, DOA, Buzzcocks, War on Drugs, Misfits, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard, and many more. To celebrate its 9 years, the Rickshaw has invited Art Deco, Sunbathe with members from Typhoon, The Intelligence Service, and Cartoon Lizard with a liquid light show by the world-renowned Mad Alchemy. For ticket information, please check out rickshawtheater.com.
An Evening in Damascus returns for its fourth year. Join us on July 31st as this fundraiser brings the soul of Syria to the heart of Vancouver with music, storytelling, dancing, wine, and food. All proceeds go to support queer Syrian refugees. For more information and tickets, visit eveningindamascus.com.
Hey, brother.
Hey, wait, what?
That's me.
Your brother? To yourself?
Yeah. Talking to myself. I'm my own brother.
Hey, yeah.
I hear we got a new guest, and I'm looking at him right now.
Hey, it's me.
Why are you wearing that big long toque?
It's me, Blotto Bill.
Is that a dreadlock I see poking out of there?
Hey, Jack, it's actually me. Hey, it's actually Tristan.
Cool.
I just pulled on a costume.
Oh, no way.
But, oh, come on, I'll go back
into it. I gotta say, the fake mustache looks really good.
I'm gonna go block it. Back into it. Hey.
Hey, Bill, where are you from?
Me, it's me, Blotto Bill.
Blotto Bill, where are you from?
Well, let's just say I'm from a little place called the mountains from the valley.
Hey.
And I'll tell ya, you know, sometimes it's hard for me to remember that with all this Chuffy Duffy I'm taking in.
What's Chuffy Duffy?
You know, the good stuff.
Oh, that good stuff. You're taking it in?
Yeah. And I'm going to be touring several open mics in this area.
Really?
Check it out.
Where? What?
I'm gonna
which
be doing
open
a
mic?
Tour of all the open mics
in the region.
In the region, I'm gonna be.
How large of a region?
I would say from here, being the University of, let's just say it,
Baked Kids.
Baked Kids.
Please don't smoke in here, sir.
All the way to a little place called Ab Butts. Like the butt of a thing you smoke. It's furred.
Nice.
I'm going to be all the way out there. I bet I'll be trying every type of thing growing out of this earth. legalize it or something. Or not, it's up to you.
So what? When did you first get introduced?
What nationality am I?
Yeah, what nationality are you?
Born here. And then, you know what? I'll tell you one thing. I wasn't born here till a couple of days ago, until a certain law got passed. Am I right?
You're four
Am
days
I
old.
Right? Well,
yeah, you are right.
I look like it, but I was not born yesterday.
Are you friends with that Indonesian kid who smokes like a pack a day?
Well, I'll say if he's smoking the little a little bit of clippings, maybe.
Whoa, you're smoking yarn trimmings these days.
Huh? These days, I can't get enough.
Nice.
Can't get enough. So yeah, I'm gonna be
Can't get enough.
I'm gonna be touring certain, like I said, open mics. If you like what you see, definitely shoot me an email to buttlebill@uppercasemanagement.com.
Buttlebill.
Sorry, there's probably a little bit of, I'll say it, smoke in my lungs. Whoa.
That's not annoying into the mic at all, Bill. You're doing so good. You're so funny here.
Yeah,
what made you want to get into comedy?
Well
call it
wait,
comedy.
Is that what this is? I just walked out here because I smelled the hot dogs. You know?
No, I really.
You get hungry. That's a good thing people know. Like when you dad.
And when I haven't eaten for a while.
No, well, you have a little bit of the. I'll say it. Hey, he's making me say it, people.
Say it.
The little bit of the black molded plastic.
Wow, these are weird slang.
Yeah.
Can you give me some more slang? I haven't heard these before.
Oh, but of course.
Yeah, please.
You got the
dropped your voice a little bit there, Bill.
You got the pancreas of the. Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Like, don't mention these little things. You're gonna kind of ruin the character. I'm, still trying to.
Man,
you're gonna
break the wall.
You're gonna break the third wall for the people. Or
it's the fourth. Oh. If you wanted, maybe like, if you want to be good as a character, you have to be able to do the voice for more than 2 minutes.
Well, I'm trying, but it doesn't help when you keep asking questions.
Well, how do you think character work works?
Okay, well.
Well, blank agree slate. To disagree.
Blank slate. Agree right. to disagree.
Yeah.
The blank slate being we agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you have to keep doing your voice.
All right. Bottle bill. All
right, so name some euphemisms for whichever drug you're taking.
The witch's pancreas.
Yeah.
The velveteen rabbit.
Yeah.
The inky blackness.
Yeah.
The abyss.
Yeah.
Directed by James Cameron.
Yeah.
That's enough for
DVD
now.
DVD or VHS?
Double VHS, of course. Now you're going to get those special features.
Those speeches.
Because, you know, after a long night, I like to sit down, just watch that thing, and I'm like, whoa, I don't even remember putting this on.
Whoa.
I don't even remember putting this on.
Whoa.
Whoa.
This is wild.
Wild.
Whoa.
Yeah, that sounds rare.
So tell me more about yourself.
Well,
when did you get into comedy? And I know it wasn't 4 days ago. Because you look much older than that. Probably because you've been smoking so many stongs.
What's that, though? That's my favorite grocery store.
Yeah, and you'd let it on fire, dude.
Oh, no. Well,
babies can't light grocery stores on fire.
Well, I didn't know this was... I'm so wild right now. I don't know. You know, I'm so wild I can't even breathe. And I'm like, I'm not even where I am. Is this what this is? Am I on stage? Well, where's Dale, you know?
You're in a radio station.
What? Yeah, oh, yeah, I know that. You know. Blotto Bill. Stoner comedy. That's me.
Who are your stoner comedy idols?
Let me just say it comes in a little baggie.
Yeah?
And it's a DVD of Up in Smoke.
Well, you buy your DVDs in bags?
Yeah, I like to live the stoner comedy lifestyle.
Nice. Great. Do you have that old Cheech and Chong record where it came with a giant rolling paper as a liner?
Who's...
Cheech and Chong?
No, but the thing... What was... What?
They had
rolling...
They had a record like that came with a rolling paper.
What's that like? What's that mean?
It's, doinks? Like you smoke big doinks?
Okay, well, I think we're just going to have to move on from this.
Yeah,
because this guy doesn't know.
Blotto Bill doesn't know what rolling paper is.
Well, that's normal. That's a normal thing.
Is it?
I do want to play something.
Okay.
And it's on over here. So I'm just going to have to... Oh, I'm going to amble over here.
He is meandering.
I'm ambling.
You can use my mic too now. Now we're right. Being picked up on both.
Hey, it's me, Blotto Bill.
There's somebody calling.
What? What? Who's here?
Hello?
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're on the show. And
what? What?
No, you're... What?
How's it going? Who's our guest today? Let's listen to them.
What? Hello?
You've been calling.
Hello?
Hello?
Tell us your name. Callers.
I'm Blotto... I'm Tristan. I'm Tristan. Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. What is going...
Tell us, Tristan, and who else is the lucky caller on our show?
I'm Jack.
Yeah, this is...
Well, Jack...
Weird. I'm trying to do my...
Welcome to the B-Town Beat with Brian Best.
The B-Town Beat with Brian Best?
Wow. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I was trying to do my Blotto Bill thing. This is kind of...
This really derailed it.
Yeah. Is this still the little, like, you're our favorite caller or whatever?
I'm going to turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, is this hot, hot, hot? Is that what this is?
This is not feeling hot, hot, hot.
The instrument. Oh, I thought it ended there for a moment.
No.
So I'm only staying because I think we might have somehow won something.
I think so. What do you think we could have won?
Maybe a car. That's like a typical thing people win.
Yeah.
Cash prizes. Barbecue.
Yeah. That's probably it. I'd say.
Yeah, this is...
This is fun.
Is this... So is he... He's probably sitting in silence waiting for this to end too.
Probably. Or do you think he left? Like maybe he's smoking a...
Yeah.
Smoking the Pope's fingers.
This is like in the... long time ago. They'd play how Rush got famous is because their songs were so long. Radio DJs would play them so they could take bathroom breaks.
Really?
That's how they got famous.
Like, no way.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Oh,
hello.
We have two guests on the air with us right now. Tristan and Jack. Tristan and Jack, how are you guys doing?
Confused.
Great. Yeah, we're a bit confused. You're calling... I don't think we called you.
Yeah, what? Totally. What a good day.
What was that? Is that my own voice?
What are you guys doing in this beautiful Tuesday afternoon?
Tuesday? This is Friday evening for us. I don't know.
I'm doing good.
Yeah, hello?
Oh,
what's your name?
Good to hear.
Are you Bri or Best? Or...
That's sweet. That's an old Brian Best quip that I got there, everybody.
Are you Bri or Best?
My name is Brian Best.
Okay, Brian Mann?
Brian Mann, yes, Brian Mann. I'm a man named Brian. Brian Mann is my name. Brian.
Like Michael Mann, yeah. The director?
No, Brian Mann Best.
Oh, so...
Forget it.
I don't like this at all.
So, okay, what's going on? We didn't call you.
What if we won?
Yeah, what's going on?
If you were a horse, they'd shoot you.
Okay.
I'm just hosting my radio show here with the old B-Town Beat, where we like to say, what is going on in Barkleyville, California on the day today? What's going on today?
It seems like you're... Is that a wolf
not
and
a lot
frogs?
Going on in B-Town today, so that's why we're calling in to radio stations around the world to see how you guys are doing.
Are you calling on Tuesday?
Tell me, how is Vancouver?
Well, at least he knows that.
It's good? Where are you?
You called us a... You called us a caller, and now you're calling us.
It doesn't matter where I am or where I am from, but you know, it matters how you guys are doing. So, tell me, how is Vancouver?
Good. We're trying to do our radio show. I was trying to do a character.
Arrogant,
hot-tempered, entirely too bold. I like that.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant, Tristan. So tell me, Mark, what is your character?
How many people are in that room with you?
Oh, not a lot. This is just me. The people that you hear are not there. They're no longer with us.
People have died in there?
People never lived in here. Oh, brilliant.
Are you dead?
Yeah, is this from the Twilight Zone? This sounds like it's from the Twilight Zone.
I don't know what you were talking about. So, Jack, I haven't heard a lot from you yet. How are you doing today? How is Vancouver?
I'm tired. So I guess you could say Vancouver's tiring?
Yeah, I mean, we both have, we worked today, we had jobs. Is that a train? Or is that shopping carts?
Oh, that was the applause on my soundboard I got going on here. A lot of them, I don't really know what they are, but I'm just clicking away. I'm not a very good radio host. This is only my 700th day doing it.
Oh, well, that's the Twilight Zone I was mentioning earlier.
good fun.
Yeah, very fun. Well, I mean, I think you've 1,100, that's like, what? That's 1,100.
No, yes.
So, I mean, it's not 10,000 hours.
No, it's not 10,000 hours. All my shows are about a minute long.
Oh, so it's hardly even 10 hours.
No, it's only 1,100 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
But, yeah. So
wait.
That show's almost at its end. So tell me, what are you guys doing on your show?
Well, I was trying to do my famous, my soon-to-be famous stoner comedy character, Blotto Bill.
Blotto Bill? What a name.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'm getting into this a bit.
Blotto Bill. What are you talking about? All right. Okay, and what about you, Jack? What is your name?
What's my name? Sorry, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, we have Mr. Bono Bill over here. Uh-oh. And Kristen. What is your actual name?
It's Bill. My actual name is Blotto Bill.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm sad, too.
Well, what's your show like? Like, where are you? Is this like a pirate radio, aka the pirate radio or the boat that rocked for American listeners?
Is this a Mexican radio?
Yeah, is this a ball of voodoo?
We like to call it down here in the south. We like to call it outlaw radio.
Your accent changed.
We don't have no pirates down in old sunny California, old Baconville, California. Where Kevin Bacon is actually from. So we actually changed the name of our town from Breckenville to Baconville after old Kevin Bacon.
I thought you said you were in Berkeley. Thank you for the applause.
Well, I'm uncomfortable. One,
but I mean, you know, what can you do? Sometimes his finger is just going all over the place.
Some of them I can't tell if they're you or not. Oh, wow. Are you okay? Are you okay, Brian? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, are you okay in your life?
Yeah, well, I mean, my life ended a long time ago.
Oh, man. Jack, I think we need to, like...
Maybe... Okay, I'm going to call this... I'm going to cut this guy off, I think.
No, I want to get into this.
Oh, you want to get into it. So, what's your name, sir?
No, we already figured that out.
What's his name?
Brian.
Brian Lefebvre?
No, Brian Manbest.
Your name is Brian Manbest?
No, it's Duncan LeBlanc.
Oh.
I was lying. Brian Manbest is an alias. I use it to...
to remember a time when I was happy. But
Oh man.
When you were a man at your best?
How old of a person are you, Duncan?
I stopped keeping track.
That's quite old. Well, okay, look. Okay, is there any mirrors nearby?
Yeah.
Okay, do you see gray hair? Do you see wrinkles? Maybe a big old bushy beard?
No, these aren't the type of mirrors that you look back on. They're the type of mirrors that look back on you.
So a mirror.
Yeah, that's kind of mirrors. So maybe if you could just look in and describe what you're seeing.
Oh, imagine a gray mist.
Okay.
And you stare at that gray mist, and that mist takes on forms that are elusive and vague, but you know they strangely remind you of times past, times present, and times that are yet to come.
So you're like an old ugly dude.
Yes, that is the...
How ugly? Like, describe your face.
Like, what is out of 10? I don't do this to people. Like, I'm not like kind of shallow like that, but...
Yeah, you are.
Okay, maybe a little. Ben?
Oh, I would.
I mean, Brian?
I would describe my face. My name's Duncan.
Yeah,
I would describe my face. Duncan LeBlanc.
Duncan.
Duncan LeBlanc, born in Quebec City, Quebec.
Oh, wait, you're a Quebec... Okay, sorry. One question at a time. Rate yourself.
Well, it's been a long time since I had the opportunity to look at myself. All I see is now are photographs.
That's normal.
From calendars in times when I was
photographs.
A firefighter.
Photographs in calendars?
In the sexy firefighter calendar, 1843.
Whoa. Would you say you've always been here?
Oh, always in this current state that I'm in right now, yes. There was a time when maybe perhaps I walked in the land of other mortals, but where I am now is a place where I don't think there's any escape from. There's no door to enter or exit.
I'm worried that this radio station you work for is kind of like an Overlook Hotel sort of situation.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of the whole thing.
Oh.
Thanks for the input, Jack.
No worries.
Well, that is just...
astute, I'd say.
Oh, man. Okay.
Wow.
Not what I was expecting. But hey, you know, you get what you pay for.
All right, well, Bri, the man best, maybe...
Tempered.
You already did that one.
Like that. Yeah, well, that one is my favorite. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been another
I think that's... No, you don't get to close up on us.
You know what, listeners, we'll talk to you another time. Have a good one, and always...
Well, no, we're closing on you.
See you later.
Brian, we're closing on you.
Well, we got dunked on, I'd say.
Did we get Gallagher'd?
We got Gallagher'd. He just smashed my watermelon.
No... Yeah, that. Well, I mean, yeah. Is that what he did in that WTF episode? When he stormed out, he smashed a watermelon?
Yeah.
He's like, and this is still funny! Bam!
Yeah. Tell me more about the WTF episode, Tristan, not Blood O'Bill.
Well, I mean, that kind of derailed the whole bit. So why don't we go to another break and then maybe...
Another break?
Maybe Bob or Bill, you know, whatever his name might be. We'll come back and...
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come back and play around a bit.
Yeah, 1 second. Let me just find the song. I forgot what the song was after that.
There's all sorts.
Just 1 second. Just give me a second. All right, here we are. This is a song called Roast Beef.
Is that true?
Safer losing more.
sick of seeing the signs of my surrender. Tired of trying so hard just to start again. Maybe I thought once it died, everything would be easy. Though I killed it with a knife, it lives on in my head. Nothing more than a moment, not much room for relief. Every day atonement, every night roast beef.
Left my bedroom for days. It's because I've been reading my favorite magazine. It's called Discorder, and the June issue is out now.
This month in Discorder, you'll read about the indigenous burlesque group Virago Nation, emerging hip-hop artist Rude Nella, DIY artist-run space Duplex, Dim Cinema's experimental moving art programs, Moniker Press's experimental risograph printing, toxic masculinity as defined by Weva, and so much more. You can even pull out the June event calendar and flip it for the Music Waste Festival schedule June 7th to 10th. Thank you to our advertisers Timber Concerts, Mint Records, The Rickshaw Theater, The Rio, Cinematech, Hexistential Festival, AMS, Queer Arts Festival, and Blueprint Events.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hi. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I mean, hey, it's me.
Whoa.
Me again.
Whoa, hey, Blotto.
Blotto Bill, and just bring in my own unique brand of drug comedy. You know, I'm a little whacked out, a little wild. You know what they say?
Yeah, I do know what you say.
So I'm doing a tour of several open mics. It's a tour because I'm going to a bunch of them and I'm driving myself. If you want me to be performing at your any corporate gigs.
Yeah.
I'll be doing stoner comedy for this new age.
Can you give... I know you probably don't want to spoil your material because people have been waiting for so long. Mm-hmm. But can you give me an example of one of your stoner comedy jokes?
Well, I'll do one now, and then I brought a little clip. Brought a clip for another one from one of my performances. But let's just say, okay, here's an example of one of my bits from my material.
Yeah.
It's late at night, and I was thinking to myself, this stuff here, this party down brown, as they say, this smelly jelly.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a gateway drug, as they say. But, a gateway to the fridge. Gateway to calling up the pizza delivery boy.
Okay.
So things like that.
Any more? Or do you want me to play the audio?
You play the clip and then
Okay.
All right, we're going to play it. I'll play it. That's not. You got to put it in. You got to drag and drop there, Jack. Into the queue.
That's not how this works.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Jack. No.
There it is.
There you go. Hey, I might be a little wacky, but I'll tell you, I still know how to work a thing or two.
Shut up.
I'll tell you, this stuff's wild. I'll show you why it's wild. Once, got a little chuffed up, as they say, separating the wheat from the chaff. You know what I mean. Wheat by wheat. Wheat. Wheat from the chaff. I was separating the two things there. And I wound up in a little wild place. That place, you might be asking? It was an old folks' home. I look over my friend Dale, and his eyes are so red, and I'm like, dude, what did we get? How in the heck did we get here? And he looked at me and said, they were serving tapioca, man. Yeah, man.
Wow, that was incredible. Where was that?
Real life performance. That's a simulation of what a real life performance will sound like.
Sorry?
It's a simulation of a live performance will likely sound like. So I'll do
when you do. So you like whipped that up in Audacity.
Yeah, I'll do my.
You were not at the World Cup when you were doing that.
I'll do my bits, and people will laugh, and they'll love it, and they'll. And then they'll do a soccer chant. They'll do the ole ole thing.
Do you want me to do that for you right now?
Sure.
No, I don't want to, actually.
No, I asked for it. Yeah, so I do all sorts of that sort of comedy.
Yeah, new joke.
A couple jokes. But I'll tell you what, though. I got to step out and let's just say I got to wax my shoes.
Nice. That's what you're calling it?
But I think your little buddy, handsome guy. I really like him. He's super cool, super fun. he's coming back for a little while, but I'm gonna be back later. Don't worry.
Okay. Bye. Do you want me to play your theme song? Play you out?
Whoa, hey. It's me.
Should I play the...
What?
He had a song queued up, and then he never...
No,
really...
I think he's gonna come back later for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What's
up, man? Where you been?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just been, you know, I've been in the room, Jack. That was
what?
That was me.
He had a backwards hat on.
That was me, Blotto Bill.
And he stood on top of his chair the whole
time.
You're
playing a song right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me, Blotto Bill. That was,
dude.
That's a character I'm doing. I told you that, remember?
I was wondering how you had different colored eyes. How did you do that?
I'm putting in some contacts. I know. I really commit to these
characters.
I needed
some context about
that. I think people don't consider these small details when they go into characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, our subject of the day was candy.
Yeah.
Why don't we go back into that? So,
okay.
What's the sweetest thing you've ever had?
True love's kiss.
Interesting. Because I've had true hate's kiss, and that was pretty sweet.
Who? You have a friend named Drew?
No.
And he hates kiss?
No. I mean, maybe, but yeah. I said true hates kiss, so you said true love, like the opposite. So you ever
you so much that he kissed you, or they kissed you?
Yeah, like we hated each other so much that we kissed each other.
Why?
Well, it just felt like we're like, I hate you so gee dang much, you mother flipper. And then he said the same thing to me. We got so mad we kissed. True hates kiss. It was sweet. It was
Sweet lips.
Ooh, sweet.
Was it like a Katy Perry and maybe I kissed a girl? Scenario?
Yeah, I did taste the cherry chapstick.
Ooh, is that like drinking the Kool-Aid?
Yeah, tasting the cherry chapstick.
Yes, but you didn't die.
No.
You just knew he hated you. Speaking of hating, I hate how warm it is in this room right now, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think because Blood O' Bill might have been, you know.
Yeah, he had his lighter lit the whole time.
Heats up a room.
He was just standing there like he was going to stab me with a lit lighter, and it was scaring me.
Oh, my. You know what, Jack?
Yeah?
I almost forgot something.
Yeah?
Remember last week?
No.
Do you remember 7 days ago?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We sent an email.
Yes,
we received and then sent an email.
We sent it right back to him.
We sent it right back
to
him.
We said, excuse me, sir, return to sender. I've added some information to you.
The Russian billionaire, Mikhail Fridman, sent us, of all people, an email.
Yes.
And he said something like he's giving away all his wealth to charity, and we're one of the lucky people that he selected. He sent us a .co.uk email.
Yep.
And I'm just super, super amazed. I'm feeling so blessed. What about you, Jack?
I'm feeling pretty blessed.
Yeah? Okay. Well, you know, if he hears this, he's going to think you're being ungrateful, Jack.
I love you, Mikhail Gorbachev.
No, I mean, I guess there's probably reasons to love him, but...
Yeah.
I mean, that is, of course, if you didn't want the Soviet Union to continue. You probably liked him.
Yeah. So should I read through the correspondence?
Maybe give a... So he has replied to our email. So yeah, maybe give us just a quick summation of what's gone on.
Okay, so we received this email June 2nd. Mr. Mikhail Fridman from rosario.policarpe@upmc.fr.
Nice.
Nice. Good start. Do you want to look up what UPMC is?
UPMC?
Yeah. .fr. Do you want to just punch that in the old you really look box?
UPMC.
.fr.
Sorbonne Université France.
Oh, well,
Sorbonne Université.
Oh, cool. All right. The subject line of the email is beneficiary to this fund, totally $4,900,000.
Yes, totally.
That's good. So I'd get $4 million, you'd get $900,000. Hello, I'm Mikhail Fridman, has selected you specially as one of my beneficiaries for my charitable donation, just as I have declared on May 23rd, 2016, to give my fortune as charity.
Nice.
Check the link below for confirmation. https://www.ibtimes.co.uk/Russia's second wealthiest man, Mikhail Fridman plans leaving $14.2 billion fortune charity 156-1604. Yes. Reply as soon as possible with further directives. Best regards, Mikhail Fridman. I'm going to look up this guy.
I'm looking up actually right now. I'm already looking up, Jack. I already have the page up.
Oh, cool.
Mikhail Maratovich Fridman.
Yep.
Also transliterated as Mikhail Fridman.
Ooh.
As a Russian business magnate, investor, and philanthropist. I think we're part of that last word.
I think we're the Phil in philanthropist. I'll change my name if he wants me to.
Yeah, I'll be Phil if that gets me like
if it gets
bucks.
Me my Phil, I'll change my name to Phil.
He holds an Israeli citizenship as well.
Maybe he'll get
And
us
he
that.
Co-founded Alpha Group, a multinational Russian conglomerate. Whoa. And according to Forbes, he was the seventh richest Russian as of 2017. And in May 2017, he was also ranked as Russia's most important businessman by BNE Intellinews.
What is BNE Intellinews?
I don't know. I don't think that's important to the story. Okay. But yeah, he emailed us and we replied, we wanted his money. And I tried to get Jack to write it, but it might have got a little bit muddled up.
All right, here's what I wrote.
Okay.
Hello, sir. We're Tristan and Jack.
Mm-hmm.
We want your money. Call in 604-822-2487, period 7. Thanks, Sven.
Yeah, why did we say Sven?
Should we?
Did you mishear me, maybe?
Maybe let's reverse the audio a week. Hey, Jack, sign in Sven. All right, Tristan. So that's how that worked.
Oh, weird how you were saying so that, and then when we recorded it, you said so that.
I thought I'd make it a more natural transition.
Oh, you edit? That was on Audacity you did that, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
And this is still on Audacity right now.
So why don't we give a kind of... He sent an email back to that, because I think he's down to boogie with this money with us.
No, he didn't.
What?
No, he didn't. I told you this earlier. I just misread it because ours was so gibberish. So I think we need to send a follow-up.
No, but he sent us another one.
Where are you seeing this?
I saw it on our inbox.
On spam or regular?
Yeah, no, inbox. Mikhail Friedman. Hello, friend. I appreciate you for...
No
yeah,
way!
Yeah.
Oh, I did not see this. I'm an idiot.
Hello, friend. Oh, so I'm going to kind of... I'll read it because Jack
yeah,
obviously... Hello, friend. I appreciate you for writing back as I have now expected. Little presumptuous, but I like it. This time, life is 100% legitimate. Wow.
This is just wow. It's like the time life building.
So he says, I just make it known to the world by publishing it on the news. I guess he has his own newspaper, too.
Wow.
That's
the kind of rich I want.
So basically he's saying, I understand why you're skeptical, and I'm guessing from this. Mikhail, I understand it's not his first language, English, so I'm, you know, giving him the... doubt, but the benefit of the doubt. He says, I do not want my children to work with my business and prefer they would create something on their own, leaving a huge amount of money to my young children, who are now aged between 10 and 22, could ruin their lives. As I send this message to you, I'm also sending to lucky ones too. I send to churches, orphanages, individuals, and others whom I have contact with already. Now, with this all being said, I know you are ready to receive, with a capital R, this charity donation. Kindly introduce yourself and details to me by providing me the below details, at least to know who I am dealing with and to facilitate the disbursement process of the charity funds donation. So he asks for our full name, our address.
Jack Lamming.
Let's just know either. Address, 1122 Boogie Woogie Avenue. We both live there. Country, yeah. Party land.
Of course.
Age. 69.
Of course.
Sex, yes please.
Yes, of course.
Classic joke.
Yeah.
Phone number 604-8 what is it?
604-822-2487. Please call in. We're mm-hmm. always accepting call-ins.
Occupation?
Cool guys.
Radio host as well.
Oh yeah, same thing.
Valid identification, so like a driver's license, a passport of yours.
I have mine. Do you want me to read it out?
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Lamb, a Canadian citizen. Cool man. That's where I was born.
Tristan Wheeler, Canadian citizen. Number one boogie boy.
Of course.
Soon as I receive the above details from you, which he just did, then you'll let her receive a portion of the money from the bank. So, Jack, why don't we just kind of quickly transcribe that into an email, and then Friedman, Mr. Friedman. How do you say Mr. in Russian? We should figure that
Monsieur.
Out.
Monsieur.
Monsieur, yeah, that's a good one.
All right, so he needs to know, what does he need? First we need an intro.
Yeah.
Yo!
Exclamation point.
Exclamation part.
Mm-hmm.
One or two?
Three. Go big or
Yo,
go home.
Three.
Is this going to be like last time?
I don't know. Should I do a comma?
Yes.
Then it is going to be like last time. All right.
Okay.
Enter.
Yeah, okay, good so far.
Tab.
Uh-huh, yeah. This is looking like a good email.
All right.
Here is our information, sir.
Here is our information.
If you're just tuning in, we're sending an email to Mikhail Friedman, who wants to give
this
us
his money.
This
is great radio. All right.
Full name.
Full
Why don't we do like a, no. Why don't we do like a portmanteau of our names?
Oh.
Like a Brangelina. Track.
I've heard track. I've heard Trackistan.
Why don't we just put them both just to be safe?
Track. First name, Track.
Last name, Jackistan.
Jackistan.
Address 1122 Boogie Woogie Avenue.
That's so stupid.
What?
It's a funny joke. 1122 Boogie Woogie Avenue.
That's my real address.
I'm sorry. It's not mine.
Country.
Because we live in different areas. Country.
Partyland.
Partyland. Political affiliation. Donkey brains.
Donkey brains. Age 69. 420.
Ages Jack 69.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan 420.
Kay. Okay. Sex.
Sex.
Come on, you gotta do the Austin Powers. You gotta do the Austin Powers, bro.
Yeah, yes, baby. Yes, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Bracket. Please read out loud in
Austin Powers' voice.
Whoa. What was next? Stop breaking pens. What was next, Tristan? Come on.
Sorry. Then was phone number.
Phone number. 867-309-5309.
Cool.
What else is next?
Occupation was cool dudes.
Cool dudes. How many Zs? I'm going to do three S's and one Z.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. What else?
And then valid identification, i.e. either driver's license or international passport of yours.
What if, okay, obviously I don't want to send my passport over email because it's not safe and impossible. Mm-hmm. What if I say, come and get it?
Come and get it, bro, winky face.
Yeah.
And then say Tristan.
Maybe. What about, all right, I think we're better friends than bro, and I've seen his page. What if I come and get it, cutie?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We're friends.
Yeah, we're friends. Mikhail, you'll get it.
Cutie.
And then say from me, Tristan is from Canada.
Tristan is.
Don't even, I'm from Partyland. We already discussed that. A Partyland citizen.
From Partyland. Brackets again.
A Partyland citizen.
He's a citizen. This is Jack writing right now.
I like that. I think it's good for him to know the characters.
Way, I wrote the rest, too. All right, what's next?
And then peace, P-C-E, T-T-Y-L.
Peace, T-T-Y-L.
G-2-G.
G. Is that T-W-O?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I've written this out, and it looks like it says Gutwag, and I just want to make sure that's how it's pronounced.
Yeah. Cool. It's, I think, a Russian thing.
Cool.
All right, let's send that off to Mikhail.
Send.
I'm so excited to get this millions of dollars.
Send that.
No, Jack, this happened last time. Just send the, click send on the email. Then we can be done with it.
Thanks, Sven.
Yeah.
All right.
I think you can click send.
I did.
Cool.
I just sent that to my dad. Oh, no.
Wait.
That wasn't to Mikhail.
Okay, well.
That was to my dad.
Well, my maybe CC Mikhail.
My dad's Mikhail Friedman.
What?
Yeah.
But they're not that, the Mikhail.
It's a different one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it saved the same contact.
Yeah. All right. I biffed it. Okay. I got to stop having dads the same name.
Well, maybe we'll get a reply and then we can figure it out.
Me too.
Okay.
I hope so. So what else is new in your life, man? Should we go to a break?
No.
Okay. I didn't have one planned, so that's good.
But yeah, so our topic for conversation, which we've been talking in depth about.
Exclusively, of course, is candy.
I'm super excited to hear back from Mikhail.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
I hope he replies next week and then every week for the next maybe 6 or 7.
Oh, yeah. Then we can get a little kind of a running.
Yeah, maybe like a running joke.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Like Arrested Development. Ooh. That was my favorite part of that show, was the running jokes.
Yeah. My favorite movie.
The Running Man.
The Running Man has a lot of running jokes. I couldn't think of...
What's your favorite dance?
The Running Man.
Yeah.
Joke. The running joke.
Oh, right. Yes, yes, yes.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool beans,
so,
man.
Candy, Jack. What's your least favorite type of candy? Let's hear it. Lay it on me.
I'd say gummies.
Just do it.
Gummy worms, maybe. Or gummy bears.
Gummy bears?
Maybe those little gummy watermelon wedges.
Did you ever see that video that was like, I'm a gummy bear?
Oh, yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
When you eat them?
Yeah.
I'm a gummy bear. I'm a gummy bear.
Is that how it works? When you eat something, you become it?
Yeah, that's why I'm always so rock hard, because I eat rocks.
Urgh.
Rock hard in the muscles.
Salty spittoon.
Yeah.
You and Popeye have a lot in common, actually.
Yeah, we do eat a lot of rocks.
You rock my socks.
Thank you.
No worries, buddy.
Jack, what do you think of candy?
I've often been a fan.
And I don't mean your ex-wife.
Oh, dude, don't you bring her into this, I swear. I don't like that. Don't like that you said that.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's cool.
Well, you know what? Maybe...
What? I didn't say anything.
Okay, cool. Maybe we should go to a little song that a certain guy...
It maybe rings a bell.
A certain, yeah. I'm back.
Oh, no. Tristan's gone again.
But you can see I recorded a little ditty. A little ditty about Jack and Diane, as they say.
All right, let's hear this.
And it's going to be on my first comedy record.
Wow, that was really good.
That's
good work, Bill.
That's going to be my first record, comedy record.
What's it going to be called?
Chuffing Down the Black Mold.
Chuffing Down the Black Mold.
Chuffing On Down to the Black Mold.
I like it. But the thing is, I hate it. So.
That's the duality of man.
Yeah. Like, I like it, but there's also so much about it I really don't like.
Weird.
How did you do the voices, the two different voices?
That's a little bit of audio magic.
Whoa.
You know, a guy I know does a little bit of audio editing. If you've ever taken a look.
Yeah?
Have you ever said, take a job on something to him? That would have been something. That would have been nice.
I've said good job to people on occasion.
You know, a certain guy that does a lot of the audio, a lot of the audio, editing and, you know, feels like, you know, he
an
does
audio.
Lots of the Lotto Bill.
Sorry.
So I'm doing a tour.
Yeah.
Of all the open mics from here to Abbotsford.
Nice. Good
and,
one.
Because it's like a butt of something, like the end of a little
yeah.
of a thing.
You know? Yeah.
So feel free to check me out. I'll be... I don't know where I'll be. All the open mics are like shut down now in Vancouver. And
none of them exist, really.
I'm going to be doing that my signature stoned the drug comedy for this new era.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, I'm going to go now.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, Tristan. Hey, yeah. Whoa, that was really cool. You just took off your hat and your backward sunglasses, and you were him.
Hey, sometimes I come out. Blotto Bill, he comes out to play.
Whoa.
He does, you know, he's like, hey, here, mess around a bit, you know?
Trying to get wild.
Going to get a bit wild, you know?
A
he's,
bit
you know,
wild.
Like, you know how I am with my characters, you know, they take over me. I don't know what's going on. And, whoa. And,
taking
know,
me over.
Somebody wanted to make a documentary about me, how I was a jerk during a movie.
Whoa.
Cool.
No, you're talking about Eric Estrada there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Big jerk.
Yeah. He was in The Jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He played the cans.
Yeah.
They get getting shot. And he was like, he hates these cans. And I'm sitting there like, I totally get why.
And he's sitting there like.
It's Strada. It's Strods.
Oh, that old Strods.
It's
can't
Strads.
Straddle the Strods. You know what they say.
You see him doing a skateboard trick?
No.
What does he do?
He's an actor. Biking?
What?
Eric Estrada.
Who am I thinking of?
Tony Hawk.
No, Estrada or someone Strada. Who is a...
Dave Mira?
No, not Dave Mira. Travis
Pastrana.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
Right, Eric and Travis. Those two names. Always get those mixed up. He's a mountain biker.
Yeah.
Like a dirt biker.
Yeah.
Because you can't ride mountain bikes in dirt or the wheels pop.
Because all the dirt's too sharp.
Way too sharp, man. You ever actually touch dirt?
Dude, it's sharp.
Dude.
I got several cuts. Is that what happened to you?
Yeah.
When you fell off your bike?
Yeah.
Well, hey, we're reaching the end of our show. Why don't you inform the listeners?
Do you want me to ring you through how I crashed my bike?
Yeah.
Hey, listeners, as you can see, I have 4 stitches in my chin.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than 3.
So maybe we'll end the show on Jack, a little anecdote.
I just stretched this out for 6 minutes?
No. Here, just.
All right, so.
Wait.
So okay. Something happened to me.
Okay, wait one sec.
All right.
So, Jack, something happened to Jack.
Jack, something did happen to me.
Something happened to this guy.
Yeah,
that's not going to work. Oops.
Can I tell my... Oh?
I'm just trying to just quickly find a bit of... No, that's maybe not what I wanted. Sorry. Okay, doesn't matter. This is too compelling.
All right. So the way it happened was
it happened. You talk, and then
on last Saturday I turned 22.
Happy birthday!
And the way that worked.
Happy birthday!
The way that worked is 22 years earlier than that.
Something happened.
I was given birth to. I was born, as they say. And I wanted to keep growing older as time marches on, that relentless march.
Mm-hmm.
I kept going to the grand old Opry called life. And then this time, I woke up on my birthday and I thought, let's go. Let's talk to my parents there in Vancouver, which
yeah.
is the city I live in.
Yeah.
And I'll have breakfast with them.
Yes, breakfast.
And I did.
The most important meal of the day.
I successfully had breakfast with them. And what do they get me, those wonderful parents of mine?
Food.
An amazing... And I got food. I did not eat my birthday present, though that was part of it. And they gave me a denim jacket. A wonderful beautiful denim jacket. If my dad was to say my name and then say that, he'd say, Jack, your beautiful denim jacket.
Mm-hmm,
I didn't ruin it. And I'm biking home. I keep biking home.
He puts the card in the spokes.
I have, speaking of things in the spokes, I have the denim jacket in a bag on my handlebars.
Plastic? Paper.
Paper. Hmm. A paper bag, as they say in When Harry Met Sally. Paper. Mm-hmm. And I'm riding along. I'm going behind the public library. Right behind there. And what happens to this paper bag?
How public of a library?
Anybody can go in there. I went in there moments later.
Did you?
Yes. I go into the... I'm riding along. The bag snags on my spoke and says, you know what? I want to come along for a ride. And I want to come between the spokes and the forks. And you know what? I think I'm going to stop moving. And the rest of the bike is too. So I go flying...
Over the handlebars.
I go... way over the handlebars. I'm betwixt the handlebars and the rest of the world, as they say. I'm in the air, and I think, I'm not going to stay up here for long.
And, good assessment.
Yeah. And I don't. I hit the ground, chin first, jaw out of alignment, can't close my mouth, glasses fly off of my face, all cut up and bloody. And who is there to help me? A girl from Northern England and... some other girl. And
oh, I never knew they were help.
Yeah, people helped me out. They were very good. Girl gave me an antiseptic wipe and then was like, go into that library and clean yourself up. You look weird. And
get in there and get your shine box.
Yeah. And then I shot her like Spider. And I go into the library. I have to wait for the key to go to the bathroom. The guy coming out of the bathroom looks very shocked. His blood is streaming down my face. I go in, I clean myself up, I come out, I call my parents, who were luckily still in the city, they take me to the hospital, I feel really tense telling this story with this music, and then I get 4 stitches in my chin, and then I couldn't really close my mouth for 2 days, because my jaw was so sore, but now I can.
Oh, he's opening and closing his jaw.
I can chew as much as I want.
Yeah.
I ate a brick the other day.
But that was a brutal day, I remember.
That was not fun. It was my birthday, and I was in the hospital for 4 hours.
I got a text from you saying, hey, I just crashed my bike. I'm like, okay, well, he's probably just being like, yeah, I feel like an idiot.
I think I might have broken my jaw.
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, I should probably give this guy a call.
No, it was really painful.
Yeah.
So can you turn off the music, please?
Yeah, I'll just kind of fade that out.
Thank you. So that's how that happened.
Yeah. That was a wonderful show, and I'm glad that we got to share that story with the people. We did a lot today.
We did.
We had a lot planned.
We had a lot planned, and there was a lot going on, and there still is.
Yeah, the Right After Us.
Yeah, David Love Jones
with African Rhythms.
Should we name this episode?
Why don't we name this episode?
All right, I'll start it off. Bike
Man.
Bike Man. That's not me because I'm not that good at biking.
Hey.
All right. Bye, everybody. We'll see
you next time.
Next time.
Leave Lazard.
Had.
Or don't.
The time of my life. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Sentiment d'impuissance face au pouvoir qui abuse à outrance. Les abus du matin qu'impose la doctrine du silence. Que le peuple danse, la machine de guerre qui danse. Qu'à ceux qui n'ont rien, ils partagent le monde. Et ceux qui ont tout, ils baignent dans l'immonde. Marchons ensemble, fils et garçons, pour la révolution, pour l'amour de la vie. Partons-nous contre l'inaction, pour l'émancipation. Nous sommes les insoumis.
Hi, this is Shitlord Fuckerman. I would love it if you would take a big sip of that good juice, the water that you get from the taps, the springs. Also, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you, I'm Shitlord Fuckerman. Don't swear.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is godless.